This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. And this is our biggest sale ever. Buy a new air conditioner or furnace and get 72 months interest-free financing and up to a $4,000 system rebate. Plus, Four Seasons guarantees to beat any competitor's price by up to $1,000. Guaranteed. Call today for your free in-home estimate and same-day installation.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
Chicago, the grudge matches on the gridirons might be gone, but get ready to hit the ball and touch them all at your local Chevy dealer, where you'll find the real MVPs of SUVs. If you're thinking about rounding third and heading for home in a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to take the next step and batter up. Need the power and durability of a Silverado? The all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer? The spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban? Or the sporty city-friendly Trax? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to win the game like a pro. So don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate the nearest dealer, and start shopping online. Things are warming up out there, and you need a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com. Chevy, together, let's drive.
Dog, man. He's on the all-Chicago, all-dog team. He and Nate Davis are teammates on the all-dog team.
I'm not willing to go that far with Patrick Williams. I think Patrick Williams is trying. I think that the problem is that the projection on him was really bad and off. And the problem that I have, I don't even have a problem with them taking him at four, projecting out what he could be because you look at that body. My problem is extending him after what you saw him be.
It's the worst move. I think that's the worst move of the regime, is extending him. And not only did they could have tried to trade him and do something with him in any one of those years. They couldn't self-diagnose it. And then extending him just because, why? Why? Just because they didn't want to give up on their own guy?
It's very weird, and I'm scared that they're going to do the exact same thing with Josh Giddey. Let's go out to Jason in Oswego. Hey, Jason, you're on Spiegel and Holmes. What do you think about the Bulls?
Hey, guys. I wanted to talk about Coby White for a second. I know the guy's done a lot of good things for the team. He's done a lot of great things. But he was lost last night. And every time the camera showed his face last night, he looked like he wasn't ready to play last night. And why we left him in the game past halfway through the third quarter, give somebody else some kind of chance? Turnovers, flat shots. He looked completely lost last night.
He's your best scorer by far, and with Giddey hurt, he's your best offensive generator. So, I had no problem with him being out there.
I think that he looked lost because they game planned for him.
Yeah, he's like, that's the thing. Once you're as good as he's gotten, and you are as important as to your team winning as he's gotten, that moves you up on the scouting report.
And you know that, you know, Giddey is dealing with whatever forearm thing that he's got going on, so you sag off of him and dare other people to try and beat you.
So when Spoelstra is looking at the scouting report, Coby White's right up there on the top.
He is the scouting report.
He's the top of the scouting report. So it's like, so yeah, you got to worry about that. What else is there to worry about?
But that's part of the problem. And it's part of the issue, and Billy was asked about it last night, that how can a team succeed without an all-star?
And then I've asked you this question a couple times throughout the year in different instances, but at the same time, you guys have built this team. There's no all-star. There's guys that potentially could be all-stars, but potential is, you know, that's just hope. Miami has an all-star and Hero. The all-star came to play in a game like this. Until you guys get to that level, don't you have one hand tied behind your back until this organization can figure out how do we get that all-star, how do we get that dude?
Yeah, I mean, I think to your point, you know, one of the things I think has changed a little bit over the course of the NBA was it was quote unquote, you have to have three guys.
Right.
But I think what's happened now is because of the pace of the game and the speed of the game, sometimes having three guys like that financially doesn't allow you to kind of build out your team.
Right.
To your point, absolutely. You look at any great team, they have a guy that's really, really elite. You know what I mean? And you can go, and I mean, and a lot of times it's, you know, in the backcourt. You know, Brunson's obviously been great in New York. Shea's been great in Oklahoma City. Van Fleet's really helped. You know, you can go, Curry, you can kind of go down the list. And I'm not saying he needs to be a backcourt player, but, you know, I think Kobe made a really, really good jump wherever he gets to. I don't know. Josh made a good jump as well. But to your point, you know, the guys that you're talking about, that is. And I'm sure those will be all things that the front office will take a look at as they go into the draft and into, you know, free agency and all those things. So I don't disagree with you because that's kind of been the case. I just think what's changed maybe is it used to be
the number
of guys you needed. But, you know, I think now – you know, you have to kind of build out a whole entire team, but clearly you need a really, really good player. But I was encouraged to see the jump that Kobe and Josh made, you know, and the jump that Modest made. Are they there, you know, right now? No, but, certainly Kobe's inching closer and closer to that, in my opinion, with the way he's played.
Man, it's really interesting. I think Billy's the best basketball mind over there, and he's done a really good job coaching. The reference to Jalen Brunson is telling. That's a kid who grew into a superstar. That's a kid who grew and maybe got coached and fit with the perfect guy in Thibodeau, but the growth happened in Dallas. But that's clearly what they think they need to do is, like, develop kids into superstars.
I also think that guy is limited, and you're going to see it play out over the next couple of weeks. He's exciting and he's electric and he's from here and I love the way he plays. He's only going to get you so far.
I get it, but the concept of like having one of your own guys grow into something is what they believe in. You know what I mean? Like instead of tanking and getting worse.
And maybe that's Modest, but even still, like even as much as we talked about Modest, what did he average? 9-5 when he went out there and played. I think there's something there. But I'm not ready to say that they've found the guy that's going to be the star that they can rely on. You know what I mean?
Of course. Can't say that yet.
It's
he didn't look afraid of the moment.
No,
last night.
This is why I wanted Modest to get more time.
Yeah.
When early in the year, he was not afraid. And he is predisposed to attack. And I love that. I love that he thinks that he's the best player on the floor. That's at least a good place to start when you're looking for a superstar, that he believes that he belongs there, that he's not afraid to go up against guys and challenge them at the rim. That type of stuff, that's what superstars are made of.
A current media icon with a sentiment for an all-time great that I can get behind as a concept.
All right, let's do that next here on The Score.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.